Greetings, it's Barbara J. Faison, your mindfulness and meditation ambassador and host of the Why Struggle podcast. I woke up this morning and was about to do my daily meditation, and I went into my office, and there is a beautiful pen that my mother used to wear when she was alive, and it was a beautiful turquoise butterfly. And for some reason, I was just drawn to put the pen on today. And usually before I do my online meditation, I sit or I lie down and I'm meditating and I just kind of say, what do I need to talk about? And this week we've been using my book. I usually use other people's cards or things like that. But this week I was drawn to use my book, which is called Why Struggle? Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes. And when I picked up the book, as I sat out on my deck doing the meditation, it opened to the stages of grief. And so I wanted to share this with you because as we're about to transition into fall, there are natural things that we will grieve without knowing that we're grieving. It could be just the change of a relationship, maybe the change of a physical location you may be moving. It could be the change of a job or the loss of a job. But as we have these things to naturally fall away from us, we want to just kind of connect with our emotions. And meditation and mindfulness is one of the ways I connect with my emotions and allow myself to be present with whatever it is. So I wanted to share this excerpt from my book, Know the Stages of Grief. Life is a cycle. We are born, we live, we die. Death is as natural as living. Recognizing and accepting the laws of nature can help us move more in the present moment, live more in the present moment. As we learn to accept our lives and live without struggling over the inevitable, we can truly appreciate the gift of life. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance are the stages of grief. The time for each stage is as unique as your fingerprint. Experience the emotions as they arise and be gentle with yourself at this time. Remember, we may also experience grief when we make changes in our lives, such as a change in a relationship, moving to a new city, or a change in your work environment. A loss is a loss. Give yourself permission to grieve as you feel necessary. And the practice is, remember when someone you loved died and how you felt. Think about the emotions you felt. Were they denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance? And the affirmation is, I accept the flow of life. Peace of mind is mine. I accept the flow of life. Peace of mind is mine. I accept the flow of life. Peace of mind is mine. I wanted to share that, and feel free to call in, let me know if that resonates with you. If you have not connected with me on social media, you can find me at Barbara Faison on Instagram, Barbara J. Faison on Facebook, and I also have a meditation group that we meet usually in the mornings to meditate for about 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. And I'm also on Twitter as Barbara Faison and YouTube as Barbara Faison. I'd love to see you, as well as hear you and connect with you out there if you feel so inclined. Remember that it starts with you, it starts with me, one breath, one thought, one deed. Take some time today to get out in nature and just be. Just be. I thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Why Struggle podcast. Be well.